talking about you with Estra, season 8, episode 30. Remember, we're here Monday through Fridays at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you for being here today. I appreciate your time and look forward to sharing information, ideas, and comments. It makes us all better people. You can place your comments right here on Blog Talk Radio, or you can put them on hashtag Estra's Radio Show or estrascarwreckhealth.com. Today, we're going to continue with the best advocates, best support for policyholders. Yet, so much has happened in this last week. I've got to stop before we get started. Actually, start before we get started? Okay. Play on words. I get it. Of the issues that have been going on this week, and it's just been insane from my perspective. The New York Times actually posted an issue about Chinese spying on Trump through his cell phone, and also, which is an iPhone, by the way, and Russia also spying on him via his cell phone. There were a lot of comments that were saying, oh, we don't have to worry because they don't tell Trump a whole lot because he doesn't look at the daily issues that come up every day, so he couldn't be sharing too much on his phone. I don't know if that's true or not. The thing that bothers me the most is the fact of the level of spying. And if they can spy on him in that way, just think what our government can do to us. What are they looking at with our cell phones, our TVs, our laptops? How many hackers, and particularly insured hackers, are out there reviewing your information, scanning things that they have no business looking at? They were talking the other day on a show on how they're actually using our voice and chopping it up, putting it into software, and pretending that they could be you to someone who you love and care about, maybe a family member, maybe a friend, maybe a coworker, maybe a boss. How much craziness is this going to go on? And when are we going to come to the point where we can put all of this nonsense in check? We need to do it, because if we keep going down this lane of, it's going to be a problem for everybody. Now, we've known that, or we've heard, I don't think we as citizens know, but we keep hearing in the media how China has been spying on us for a long time and stealing our technology. But isn't this also about them and money? Let's not ignore how much a lot of Americans will ignore for the cost of money, or to get money, maybe not the cost of it. I guess it's a cost to them because they're selling their soul for money. But anyone selling their soul for money will recognize fairly sooner or sometimes later that nothing is worth your soul. It's something you can't get back. I mean, it can be empty. I guess it doesn't necessarily go anywhere, but it takes a long time to fill up your soul and get it back whole and complete, which you can get from this world. So you need to know that money doesn't solve all problems, and if you don't believe it, ask people who have a lot of it. In fact, if money could do a lot, there would be a lot of people still here today because the money would have been able to save them, but it can't. So it can't save you. It can help you live, and it can help you have more of the things in life you'd like to have. That's a very true statement. But make sure you get it not at the cost of your soul. It'll be a very sad place for you to be. I guarantee you that. So getting back to the other things that were really crazy this week, yesterday, actually I've been telling you to go out to, if you had an Amazon Prime membership, you could get my book for $4 and about $4. I think it was $3.88. At least it was when I went out to get it. So you have to know I was shocked and surprised when I went out the next day after talking to you about going to get it, and the price of my book had risen to $191, $240, $300, $500 for my book. To me, that's an indication that the insured harassers or hackers, in my opinion, know the game and how to play it on Amazon. Amazon said that they were third parties and they could charge anything they want. Charge $500 for my book? Who gave them the rights to do that? How did they get my book? Right? And you know that's ridiculous. That shows you how much harassment and intimidation they'll do to suppress something. So starting on Saturday, I'm going to put out on my website, Car Accident Help by Estra, my books for $5, right? So if you want it and you want it at a decent price, you can go out there starting on Saturday now, because I've got to go out and change the price on it now. And make sure, and also make sure that you can get it, because unfortunately, bullies are bullies. When they don't want you to actually get something, they can change the links and do all kind of crazy things. But I'm going to make sure that it works quite well. Usually PayPal will come up to process your book and just go ahead and order it. Make sure, though, to get this now, you have to subscribe to EstersCartwrightHealth.com. So go out and subscribe. Say that you go out then and get the book. I'll make sure I'll check to see if you've done them both. If you've done them both, pay the $5 and also subscribe. I'll go ahead and send out the book. Okay, so that's me competing with insanity on the Internet. But it's important to know the kind of things that they can do to you. It's just a problem when they can decide what they're going to do and harass and block. Block the book. Is a book that important and so contains so many great information and experiences to people involved in car accidents that they've chosen to block it from you ever getting it? And who would allow such tactics? And if Amazon knows these kind of things are going on, why aren't they doing anything about it? Is it because usually they don't have the resources to actually come up against these third parties, who I'm assuming are really powerful corporations? You know, a lot of times we look at different small companies and we think that it's one person, but their parent company is the one who's really running the show. And we really need to investigate who we're actually doing business with out on the Internet, because it may not be who you think it is. And you really want to try to do business with companies that have some kind of integrity and respect for users and customers. We don't want people out there that are going to be doing the bad things to hurt us just because they think we can't protect ourselves. Like I was saying yesterday about the ant and the elephant. Yeah, the elephant's mighty big, but you get all those millions of ants together, you can really do some damage, okay? And it's not that we necessarily want to be doing damage. We just want to be treated right. And what does that mean? That means insured paying their insured, you, the policyholder. If you have a claim, all you're asking is for them to do the right thing. You paid your premium. Sometimes people have paid them for decades, right? And then they have a problem, and the insurance companies don't want to pay. This is not limited to auto insurance companies either. Another thing I think is really fascinating is that they always want to put medical insurance companies at the forefront. But in many cases, those companies are they used to. They may not be now. They might be switching, seeing the other sectors doing deviant stuff and getting away with it. But most times, the medical insurance companies try to do the right thing and pay. Currently, it seems like the rates are going sky high. Personally, I don't know, diabetic insulin, $500 a gap. Medicare people can't afford that. So those are games that need to go away. And I hope that you'll vote next week, because they are just getting stark right crazy out there right now by doing things that make you force you to vote for whoever they want you to vote for. Which leads me into the other issue, is that far too many people with deviant behavior, in my opinion, today have too much power and influence in America. What we need to do is go ahead and make sure that the real moral fiber in this country is what we've come to know. We don't need to go back in time or become something that most people would hate to have to deal with. We know how to be courteous to people and respectful, right? Why all of a sudden, they keep saying today, they gave an example because two girls were in junior high, had developed a plan to go out and stab people in their school. What kind of crazy crap is that? You know, we would have got our butts kicked coming up with some of this crazy stuff that people are saying you can't do anything about. Who is so deviant in our country that they don't even value moral fiber? They want moral hate, moral injustice, moral bigotry. Who are these people? These are not Americans. Maybe 1, 2, maybe 10%. Okay, let's just give them a little bit more time. Let's just say even 20%. This is another one of those 20-80% rules. 80% do the right thing while 20% don't. But should we let this 20% rule the world? Pinky and the Brain. Do you remember that show? I don't know if you do. It's probably 20, 10, 15 years ago. And they were always doing crazy things. The cartoon, if you want to look it up. But this is not time to ignore what's so important to our society. This is a time where we should be lifting ourselves up, fighting through the struggles in which our country is facing. Now it seems like whoever started this bombagon, is what I'm calling it, is trying to change the topic to make you afraid. You know, if your instincts at your core being is to be fearful, these kind of tactics can sway your vote. And that's what come I say, don't even fall for that nonsense. Go with faith and courage and strength, integrity and power. Because when we do that together, there is no stopping us. There is no evil on this planet that can stop us. Good people can win. People who value life can win. People who love each other can win. People who are injured and sick and disabled can fight to get the benefits and settlements if we stand together. We got to do that. We cannot let evil win. Why would we want evil to win? Why would we want to go down when we can come up? And I mean up. I mean our spirits up, our hopes up, our freedoms up, our money up, up. Why? Because most people who want to do the right thing make sure everybody is included. We should be an inclusive society, not when 1% of the population holds most of our money and doesn't give a darn about what happens to the rest. And if they did, they would do something different. What would they do? Minimum wage does not help people survive today. What would they do? They would pay people a decent wage so they would live. Their kids in school, even our education system are gone except for the ones who have the money. You know they're going to always get their kids a great education because they want them to be able to go somewhere and be something, right? If you want, what is that song? I can't remember, but you wake up and pay attention. It's the last part of it. It'll probably come to me later. The point that I'm trying to make is that when we have a lot of garbage out in our society, if we have garbage going in and evil going in and meanness going in and insurance companies not paying the policyholders going in, right? We have just misogyny going in. What do you got? You got a whole thing of garbage. But you know what? We can put that garbage on the curb and give it to the garbage man. We don't have to do all of that stuff. We can continue to be who we are, the people who respect and care for each other, regardless of skin, race, gender. We don't have to go there. That's an old play. Don't be played by that game. It doesn't matter whether you're a white person or a black person. If you're at the bottom, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not each other that's your problem. You better look up to the top. They're the ones who's holding your money. That's what that's about. So let's just not be played by all of these things that they do. And by the way, every time we get near an election date, fear, confusion, and chaos causes a lot of stress. Are you feeling more stressed today? In fact, are you feeling more stressed today than you felt on Monday? Today's Thursday? Why would that happen? Because the chaos in which you're seeing on your devices, on your television, on your phone, on your laptop, on your TV, wherever, in the car, on the radio. I mean, it can be millions of different platforms. All you see is stressful things happening. What happens when you get that stress in your body? It stirs up your emotions. And what does that stir up in your emotions? Fear. And what happens when they can cause you to be fearful? You make bad decisions, right? So just because something is constantly coming up, in particular in the next week, I personally believe this is about the election and getting you to sway your vote in the way they want. You know what? The next week, count the number of negative ads you see. A few weeks out before, you'd see nice, kind, pleasant political ads. You saw a few, you know, negative ads. But watch this next week, right? That those negative ads add negative stress. Those negative stress make you make bad decisions. They want you to go into that ballot box hips and say, oh, let me just pick the people they want me to pick. Pick from my fear and not from my faith. If you pick from your fear and not from your faith in yourself, your God, your world, and anyone else you hold in high esteem, you're making a big mistake because you are going to fall into what they have been doing. They've made you their prey. Don't be their prey. Be you. Stand for you. Stand for what you need. Don't take your vote and give it to somebody who's going to hurt you. Give your vote to somebody who respects you, knows what society needs, and is working for good things. Let's return to good. This evil has not worked. Evil never works. Evil only brings people down. Hate only brings people down. You have got to look up and see what's better, because the day that you do will be the day this country moves around, makes that turnaround. Okay? We have to turn around. We have to pivot from this craziness. Will our president pivot? If he does, I will be shocked. Okay, but it's not about him, because he doesn't rule your everyday life. He may impact you by policies, and he might impact you by his way of thinking. But is that really a good way to think? Right? Bullying, is that a good way to be? No. Why do we have so many bullies today in our kids? We never did. Parents would slap you around. They find out you're acting really crazy. Am I talking about going back and beating your kids? No. But what I am talking about, they should know when you mean business and that you don't tolerate bad things. And that you want to raise them with the values that make them a better person so that when they grow up to be adults and face a lot of craziness like they may be seeing today, they will what? Reject it. You want them to reject it because you know that it's wrong. And they know that it's wrong. But if we will raise a whole system of sociopaths, they're only good for a few jobs in America. And those aren't the good ones, let me tell you. Anyway, how would I think of good? Things with moral fiber to go ahead and protect people. So I just want to say this on this topic. The more negative ads and hatred and trauma and emergencies that are bad that happen up until November 6th, another thing I want you to look at, if you think I'm kidding, look at all the craziness up to November 6th, the election day, and then look at what happens after that. When people don't have a hidden agenda, they're not there. If they're not trying to work you, you won't see those kind of ads. You won't see those kind of issues. Things will kind of go back to its normal level of chaos, right, which to me is still too high in America today. But you'll notice a difference. And the reason why I ask you to do that is because I need you to see how you are being played, what they're doing to you, how they're doing to you, and what you can do to protect yourself, because that's really what it's all about today. If you don't allow that to happen, then if you don't actually see how that happens, it's very difficult to stop it. And so that's to me, that's just really, really the key about making changes here. We've got to be able to see it. We have to not be played. We have to use our common sense. You know, what does common sense tell you to do? What does common sense say, right? And I think if many of us think about what common sense is, we won't be so easily played anymore. Now, today, thank you for listening to what I had to say. I think there was a couple other things I wanted to say about what's going on today. Let's see here. I wanted to talk about Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security. As you've noticed, the Republicans who actually have been trying to take it away for how long? I don't know. A very long time, are trying to pretend like they don't want to do that. They do, and they have, and they will. If you don't believe them, ask them, face for it. Ask them for the facts, just the truth. Notice how they word things about Social Security. Look at what they've done and what they've been doing. It's very important, I think, to go out there and know that, especially about these departments that they're putting out for Social Security. All of these departments for surveillance, it's not a major issue with Social Security. Actually, there was plenty of money for Social Security until Wall Street started stealing it and Congress started helping them. So if you want to hold somebody accountable, go get the money back from Wall Street and put in a new Congress. to me, that's the bottom line. So those Trump tax cuts to the rich was actually Social Security money that they were trying to actually go out and take it from there. They wanted, in other words, to give the tax cuts to the rich and make a hole where they could put some more money, and then they wanted to take that money from you or people like you or your future benefits and use them for the rich folks. Is that evil all in itself? To me, I think that's a cruel thing to do. So why would they do such a cruel thing? Ask your congressman, especially if they're Republican. Why would you do that? Why would you hurt us when others that you've already stolen most of the money out of the whole country? Why is America broke? Why is America in debt? And where did Obama leave us? He didn't leave us in this situation. Why are we going down right now? Right? When we had a president, regardless of his skin tone, who wanted to help us, care for us, lift up America, make America proud around the world. Many people didn't appreciate that. They thought, we don't want this person in office. They're going to just take over our America. I've got news for our America, folks. Our America is all of our America. We all belong here. We've been here for generations, and we're going to stay here for generations. If you're not satisfied with where your life is born or what's happening to you, make a change. Don't be afraid. Don't be fearful. Don't project your own issues onto other people. Right? Many people's lives are hard. That's not going to change. But what you can't do is just decide you're going to make it better from wherever you are and move forward. It doesn't mean you have to hate somebody else because you don't like where you are, or you're watching too much TV or on the Internet too much and see all these people in these great, fabulous homes with these great, fabulous cars, with these great, fabulous kids, with these great, fabulous makeup. Hey, you really think that's real? Only for a few. But if that's where your heart is, I ain't telling you what you need in life because I don't know. But if that's where you want to go, try to get there. But don't try to blame everybody else. Don't try to blame everybody else. It's not necessary. Just be you and move at the rate that you can and be the best person that you can be. Because I guarantee you, if you move forward in that way, you'll get a lot further than the evilness and the hatred and the racism or the bigotry. It doesn't help America. All it does is support Russia and China. You want to give everything else to Russia and China? Keep listening to the things that they're saying. We have grown to be a great country, and it would be a shame for us to lose it in 4 years. We don't need to lose it. We are better people than this, and we don't have to be led by people who don't know how to lead. We have our own minds, our own bodies, our own determination. We can change things, and that's why I support insurance civil rights legislation, because I know the insurance industry, the private particular insurance industry, because if we change the insurance for our auto and stuff into a public entity, a lot of these costs and problems would go away because it wouldn't be trying to be making money for investors. It would try to be making money to keep the system going and to help people. And that's what it should be about. All right, well, I'm going to go on before I keep talking. Yesterday I did, I believe it was Disability Surveillance Target Day 4 from EstersCarWreckHelp.com. You can actually go out there. There's 11 of them there that you can actually read that talks about some of the experiences. So I'm going to go ahead and start on this one today so that I do get something in other than today's public agenda. But I tell you, this week has been insane. So many things have been happening, and they've been happening really fast, and I think it's happening just to make your head spin. So just take your head off of that little stick that it's trying to spin it on. Step back, take a look at what is what real, what's just a fact. There's a lot of facts out there that are scary this week. But yet and still, make the choices that benefit yourself, your family, your country, your friends. Don't let somebody make you ignorant when you don't have to be. I'm going to go ahead and talk about this so I go, quote, insurers do delay payments in hopes to discourage insurers. That's you, the policyholder. All of us standing together can turn these behaviors around. We don't have to put up with these individually or as a country. We are millions strong with great minds and creativity. Yes, by the way, if you want to actually be a part of ensuring civil rights legislation and making that happen, when you subscribe, make it a note, and I'll make sure to contact you. Harassment and intimidation by insurers can be stopped. How? By each individual who's been preyed upon after filing auto insurance, ERISA, which is your employer being your insurance company, long-term disability, and Social Security claim. Join me, Esther, to pass what? Insurance civil rights legislation. This will end insurers' ability to keep benefits and settlements by making insured disability surveillance targets. Yes. Yes, they do. They want your money, they'll make you a surveillance target. What happens when they make you a surveillance target? They harass, intimidate, and bully and try to scare people. They're talking about the fear of the bomb this week. Well, that's exactly what they do. They make you fearful to make you willing to. But what was the great thing we heard, at least I heard this week on the mainstream media, that the people who were subjected to these bombs were going to actually stay where they were, continue to do their jobs, and make sure that the goals that they had would continue to be at the forefront. And people involved in insurance claims have to do the same thing. You have to stand. Don't be afraid. You're not alone. There's millions. When it says millions strong, that's not a joke. Millions. But you have to be willing to take that first step. Go out and subscribe to EstersCarWreckHelp.com. And if you have and you haven't heard from me in a couple of days, do a hashtag Esther's Radio Show, and I will make sure that I get back to you. And you can also send me a private email on Twitter or Facebook, whatever works for you. I'm also on Instagram. There's probably very few places you can't. MySpace. So if you say Estra Seattle, you have to say Estra, E-S-T-R-A, Seattle, because if you don't, you'll run into a lot of the links of the insured harassers they put out there. And believe me, there is a lot. And if you don't believe so, go out there and do one on Estra and see what you come up with. All right, let's see where we are here. This will end insurers' ability to keep benefits and settlements by making insured disability surveillance targets. No one wants to be a target, especially when they're not getting what they deserve. By ending insurers' ability to harass and intimidate policyholders for years in hopes of eliminating insurance claims is cruel, and it is cruel, and it's stalking, and they do stalk. If you want to know how stalkers work, watch them stalk. They'll stalk you anywhere, and they do not care. They just keep on going, stalking you, bullying you, harass you. But I'll tell you something. Never give up, never give in. Say that again. Never give up, never give in. Let's join forces and show America what they're doing and why they're doing it. It's important. Many states have stalking laws already in place and should apply to the insurance industry. And I agree with that 100%. Do you? Don't you think if you are being stalked by anyone, the laws should apply? But isn't it always amazing how Wall Street finds ways to get passes? They get a pass. They just do about anything. Most of the white-collar crimes by the CEOs, they get a pass. Do they go to jail? No. You let that little garbage man out there, shouldn't say little, my apologies, the garbage man out there, when I said little, I was talking about as far as the totem pole was concerned. Garbage men make the mistake, and he might go away for the rest of his life because he's poor. Poor people should not have to be subjected to certain things because they're poor. Right now, there's a lot of states that are looking at not making people who are poor because pay to get their fines or their bonds to get out of jail, stay there for years. For insignificant issues. That's not justice. That is injustice to the max. We let CEOs not even go to jail, and we force garbage men to go in for the littlest task. It doesn't have to be. It could be any of us who are poor, and that's a fact. So if you think you're poor and you're okay, you're only one trouble away from having a real issue. Because I guarantee you, Wall Street wants their money from you who has so little. Greed is something that we just can't afford to have in our country anymore. It's destroyed so many families. Okay? We need a change, and the change starts with you. So go out and subscribe to either me on Esther's radio show, or more importantly, go up to iTunes and subscribe to Talking About You with Esther out there too, or Blog Talk Radio, wherever you're listening. In fact, there's so many places out there now putting the podcast out. I was quite surprised myself. But that's okay, because we need to talk and we need to share our ideas. I need your ideas too, and I need your support. Okay, I'm going to go on reading. When teams of insurance surveillance sit at the entrances or exits of residents, this is stalking. Okay, now we know we're talking about stalking. When teams of insurance surveillance cross over the line into your driving lane to create panic attacks, this is harassment. And yes, they do that. When teams of insurance surveillance try to get insurers into more car accidents, this is intimidation. So you see intimidation, stalking, and harassment here. When teams of surveillance try to get insurers into more car accidents, this is intimidation. And when these insurance surveillance teams kill or injure themselves while bullying insurers, that's you, and their statistics are hidden from public view, wrong and unethical. I'm amazed that they're always complaining about how much money people, policyholders haven't gotten. Maybe it's because they have to continue to give it to the people that they hire, legally or illegally, because I think they have to have certain licenses, and many of them do not, of actually going in and harassing and being killed or injured. I've seen so many of their car accidents, it's not even funny. In fact, go out to Esther TV on YouTube and take a look for yourself. It's amazing. And that way you'll also be able to see their license plates. In fact, I'm going to actually have a segment where I just place all of their license plates up for you to see just how many of them there are. I think you'd be surprised. It's not just one or two or 10 or 20. I can go back to actually 7 years ago and see the same license plate of harassment and intimidation and bullying. What are you seeing? There's a lot of things that they've done that they have no rights to do. We have constitutional rights, but where can we find the help? Most of the attorneys they own, why do they own the attorneys? Because they pay the attorneys. Do they pay for the auto insurance claims? Your attorney, yes, they do. And until we get a better system in place, when they're using their money to control far too many people, it's truly a problem. I'll go on here. Why should our populations have to deal with this until giving up benefits or settlements from insurance companies? In other words, they just bulldog you down so bad you say, the heck with it, I've got to get up and go. And they win. I challenge you never to leave. I challenge you to stand up to these suckers and say, I'm here, you owe me, you pay me, it's wrong for you. It's unethical. It's immoral to pay you, and they know they're wrong. Okay, it says, hacking insured devices through Bluetooth and Wi-Fi is unacceptable and abusive. And by the way, that's exactly what they did today to try to prevent this show from going forward today. They hacked both the Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. They slowed down the timing in hopes that I would not be able to get the show started on time. They do a lot of crazy, cruel things, and that's why I said, Sprint, take a look on the devices or the actual cell phone, because they know when you're watching and when you're not. They also do the same thing on the laptop, and that's with Frontier and DirecTV. They have a habit of, as the show starts, they disconnect the DirecTV connection to the Internet through Frontier. Why do they do that? Because they think nobody's watching. Or they have employees also in these companies that are doing their dirty work, that they can do things quickly and then go away. That's my opinion of the process of how they're doing it. Let's see. This is done in order to intrude on the daily lives of injured and attempt to create. Importantly, why has Congress done nothing about this for years? Because you know where their beds are. What do they say about sleeping beds? Congress has demonstrated their do-nothing for Main Street and everything for Wall Street. I think I talked about that yesterday. Therefore, actions must start with us and moving them out of Congress, right? We've got to do that. The people, yes, we need people willing to run and support insurance civil rights legislation. It's really, really that important. Washington State has been at the forefront of bringing change to communities, and I hope we here in Washington State will rise up. So I should just go to Olympia and see who's hanging out together. Social Security, the legislature, and insurance. Where's our building? I don't see it. We need to know where our buildings are, okay? But we ask, I know Washingtonians pay attention to a lot of the things going on, and we will vote. We don't like ugliness. I know we don't. We usually stand on the higher moral ground if we know that it's there. But a lot of things are hidden from us. Why? Because when dirty things come out and the lights come on and the roaches scatter, that's the way in which we find out what's really going on. So please take a moment to pay attention to insurance civil rights legislation. We certainly do need to get that on the ballot, excuse me. We can kick this off by getting more involved. So if you're in Washington State, please go out and subscribe to Car Accident Help, EstrusCarWreckHelp.com. Again, that's EstrusCarWreckHelp.com. Or just say Estrus Seattle and it'll come up. It's really important. It's time to stop disability surveillance targets isn't needed. We don't need it. We don't need it in our lives. We want to go on. We don't want to just wake up one day and not be able to accomplish our goals because somebody's been blocking us through terrible actions and behaviors. We need to stand up and say, we're going to take this to a new level. We don't have to stay down low. We can move up high. And we can, not like to the clouds high. I ain't saying go to the clouds high. That's not the high I'm talking about, okay? I'm talking about just being able to live a decent life. And everyone should have that opportunity. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I hope you've learned something new that you didn't know before you started. If you did, please do the hashtag Estrus Radio Show or leave your comments right here on Blog Talk Radio. I need you. We need each other to make sure that insurance civil rights legislation gets passed and also that we become a better country, not a deviant one, but a one that has moral value, fiber, and integrity. All right, I'll see you back here tomorrow. Thank you so much for being with me. Have a great day. Keep up the fight. Don't give it up. Stand. Remember, never give up, never get in. I'll see you tomorrow at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.